Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, December 28th, 2016. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Happy Wednesday, everyone. It is a chilly 29 degrees and pretty gray and dark here in upstate New York. I don't know if we're supposed to get all that snow. I've been kind of pretty occupied. So much stuff going on. But where do we leave off yesterday? I don't know, you guys are going to catch up with me. We titled the show 21st Century Cures, Mental Illness, Eugenics, NDAA 2017, which was passed the Friday before Christmas, and Propaganda. Ding, ding. Now, I know this sounds a little scary, but if you don't understand what the 21st Century Cures Act is, it's not going to sound scary. And I would hope that after I did 6, 8, 10 shows, maybe, I don't know, I didn't count, but I guarantee you there's got to be at least 10 shows out there that we focused on the 21st Century Cures Act and why it is so frightening, what all the facets are, what some of the actual text of the new law are. And yes, that law was inked in December. So the Brain Project, the Genome Project, the Mad Science Gone Mad, All Balls Out Biotechnology Orgy that is coming in 2017. The biosensors, the smart pills, the living gut bacteria that can synthetically produce medication to correct what ails you, and Dr. Smartphone are all going to be ways that we transform healthcare in 2017. And of course, this is all going to be done in the guise of keeping costs down. Problem, reaction, solution. This is going to be the solution to all the problems with Obamacare. And we are going to be able to make your healthcare more efficient, cheaper. And hey, guess what? Dr. Smartphone and Dr. Watson, Dr. Smartphone could be Dr. Watson, tend to be a little smarter than your own doctor, because Dr. Smartphone can access real-time information on studies and maybe even apply some sort of deep learning to your problem to cross-reference and correlate. And if we have more and more millions step up and offer their health information to the All of Us program, formerly known as the Precision Medicine Initiative cohort program, where they are asking every American to step up and help your fellow man by providing your health data. Get rid of those pesky HIPAA laws and don't worry about it, because we won't personally identify you. No. At least not on the front end. But we'll be able to use all your data with everybody else, the millions of people, and run algorithms against all that data living in the database to be able to find what's the same and what is different as potential chinks in the armor to go after for, you know, in the name of disease, wink, today. And one thing in particular, mental disease, we have found out over the last few shows, we've been digging into the brain again, and the brain and artificial intelligence and this deep learning are so damn important. The reason is they're trying to create an artificial brain. Remember, everything is about trying to mimic nature, trying to create something better, trying to make it live forever and make it perfect. I hate to tell you, we're never going to be perfect. We're as perfect as nature makes us. And in nature, you have permutations. Of course, we have all this contamination everywhere, so you can have mutations as well. They want to cure, quote unquote, cure all of our diseases. You know, they have been finding all the ways that illness starts, and they've been finding ways, ever more intricate ways, to correct that illness. And we are now, you know, we started at finding out what bacteria was way back when, and actually what even anatomy was. Just think about that. Michelangelo with cadavers. He had lots and lots of drawings. Very fine anatomy drawings. But I mean, it was just, when was that? Renaissance. 1600s, maybe. I think. So it was after the Middle Ages. So it must have been 15, 1600s, I would say. Probably be about the time that he was drawing anatomy. So here we're only, what? Not even 500 years later. And we're building little DNA nanobots that go into our bodies and correct things, connect us to wireless devices so they can monitor our biostatistics. That is where we're at today, guys. And they are pushing this even further because, see, we are not to be trusted. Humans are unpredictable. They've been trying to sell us a narrative, and nobody's buying it. Now we have the changing of the guards, and we have a couple more inkings. This time I'm really surprised it wasn't an executive order, but we found out the NDAA of 2017 was inked and passed, all under the guise of passing $611 billion of military funding, and quietly packaged inside of that was the Countering Propaganda Act. And here's the problem. So as they're spinning out their propaganda, and we talked about that yesterday, this has been going on for a long time. NDAA 2013 actually authorized that. We did a whole show on it, and I actually saw, I had to close some tabs yesterday because there were way too many open on this machine, and this browser has crashed a bunch of times that, thank goodness, all the tabs recovered, but eventually it just dumps them all. It's going to happen to me one day, so we're going to try and get through a lot of this stuff. But we found out yesterday that all this stuff is going on with this changing of the guards, of Trump coming into office, Obama leaving, 21st Century Cures Act passed, which really relaxes some of the minuscule laws and safety that the FDA had in place, making us full-out now guinea pigs for the pharmaceutical industry, which had a very butt-patty, slimy, palm-rubbing relationship with the FDA already. Just like the FDA and Monsanto. I mean, they are all going to events. Remember I told you, when you do business with the federal government, and I'm sure it's the same with any of these big multi-billion dollar corporations like Big Pharma's, the best way to do it is to take their reps to Vegas, go take them to a strip club and get some drinks into them. And you can make any type of deal. Well, that's what happened. They sold the American people at a strip joint. I don't know. But that's pretty much what it looks like to me. Because that R&D line item budget now, that those pharmaceutical and biotech companies had to put up front to show good faith that they've done their homework in a lab. They were certain that it worked. They have the results to show of what it did to the little mousies and the monkeys before they ever had to bring their application in front of the FDA. And then they had to pay the FDA. It was like $100,000 or whatever I remember reading, to get their product approved to be utilized in humans. Well, that was just way too expensive and too time-consuming. And oh my God, it was keeping cures away from the American public. So we're going to pass the 21st Century Cures Act, and we're going to fast track it all. We're going to get rid of that R&D line item budget, because if you have something that looks like it might be a potential new cure that could have life-saving consequences for someone who is desperate, well, maybe we could get those clinical phase one trials all set up without having to try it on the little mousies first. That's what they did, guys. Here, I want to go here. I found a story that I still had up. I have three computers with, oh, there's got to be a good 100 tabs open. I'm not kidding. So I've been trying to be good, but this has been so busy. Just so many things going on, and the kids are on vacation this week, and I'm still trying to run a show, and Pops wants us to come visit, and we're going to have some snow. We were trying to clean up after Christmas. It's just never ending. And now the little kitten played a little wild with his big sisters, and he's got to go to the vet today. He's got a scratch on his eye. So it just doesn't end, guys. And the week's already half over, and it's going to be back to the grind before I even know it. But anyways, so I found a tab when I was cleaning last night, cleaning up my desktop, and it was titled POTUS, soon to be the Podunk. I can't wait till he's gone. But guys, this is even going to be worse. I'm telling you, Trump was a psyop. You know, making us feel diametrically opposed, just like they did when Bush was on his way out the door, if you remember that. I think by the time George Bush Jr. was ready to leave office, nobody gave two shits who was going to be in the White House as long as it wasn't George Bush Jr. Well, now they had it all set up, and of course, they had totally stacked the books against Hillary Clinton. And anybody who is still rooting for her as a potential candidate with all these federal investigations behind her during the election has a screw loose. And I don't care how lefty you are, but the woman was under investigation for like all these things and her foundation, whatever. So yay, let's vote them in as president. Why would you do that? Regardless if she's female. It just, the whole thing is ridiculous. But if you look, like, where is the common sense here, people? This is how you know that we are all being manipulated, because they're pushing these chemical buttons. They're pushing these emotional buttons. They're crafting a reality on the news to then kind of herd you into a way of thinking. And this really is a full out-and-out psyop. Now, here's one thing that I noticed. If you're one of those people that tends to be victim, there are certain personalities out there that I just fall for every time. And they can wrap me around their finger and convince me anything. And I don't know what happens to me. It's like all my common sense completely goes out a window and I just get sucked up. I find their character traits really interesting, but it's like the little dangling carrot that takes the mousey into the trap. I just follow it every time. And see, after you've been burned so many times by that type of personality, you stop trusting. Not that I don't trust, but I mean, it's probably not a good idea right now to be as trusting as you used to be, because the world isn't as warm and fuzzy as we used to think it was. But my problem is I'd go in trusting, and then I'd wake up like 6 months or a year later and go, what the freak happened? How did I end up here with a knife in my back? Not literally. Although I guess it could be a little bit of psychopathedness added to the mix. But I get bitten every time. And when that happens, you start to put up shields. I wish I had a spider dress, actually. That's what I was just thinking. So every time I'd start to get that feeling, my hackles would go up. That spider dress would stick out, all those pointy legs. Bing! But you know, when Obama got elected, I totally fell for it. I totally, totally, totally fell for it. He talked a good game. He had a big smile. He said, it's going to be all right, Jewel. And I fell for it. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't listen to anybody. My dad was on and on and on. He's like, Jewel, there's something wrong. Something's wrong. Don't vote for him. I wouldn't listen to my dad. And then after it was over, everybody was talking about the birth certificate. And this isn't, I'm not going too far off track. Just hold, follow with me. And I wouldn't look. I would not look. I would not listen. I wanted to know nothing. So where did analytical Jewel of Questions everything go? Where? Why would I not even just look once? Look once at any of the weirdo fake news. Fake news came long before Hillary Clinton. I wouldn't look at any of it. I wouldn't look at any of these lunatics saying that Obama has records that can't be seen, or Nana worked in the Social Security office, or his birth certificate was forged and cut into layers in Photoshop and posted on the White House website. No, I wouldn't even look. And one day, and actually anybody brought it up to me, I got rabid too. I would get really nasty. But one day, Obama came out and said, hey, you know all that birth certificate controversy? Well, it is now closed because I've gotten a copy of my birth certificate from that office, whatever the house, the Office of Vital Records or whatever they call it in Hawaii. They got me a certified copy. We put it on the White House website. So, all you conspiracy theorists, fake news spinning lunatics, go read and weep. And I said, ha, 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 ha. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to look at it now, finally. And then I'm going to show it to Pops and I'm going to laugh at him. And, oh boy, was the joke on me. This literally, guys, this is one of my biggest waking up moments right at this second. Of realizing that the glass had just shattered because I had been lied to. And not only had I been lied to, but I totally trusted this bastard. I totally had the kumbaya moment and thought, oh, this world is going to be all better again. Because we're going to change it all. It's going to be better. Well, the birth certificate was there. I downloaded it. And I opened it. My default image editor on my computer is Photoshop. And it opens in a whole bunch of layers. I was like, wow, that's kind of interesting. Because typically in Photoshop, you don't have all layers listed down the side unless it is a file that you've been tinkering with, making changes, or creating something, or adding something. Or touching it up. And then you open the raw file. This happened to be a PDF, if I'm not mistaken. And yes, PDFs you can also open in Photoshop, or you can open in Adobe Illustrator. Or many other applications like Acrobat Pro or whatever, make edits. And you can make layers. And in Photoshop, if I have a PDF, I can save it. Maybe even in Illustrator. It's been a while since I've used that one. You can save it with or without layers to be editable as a PDF in the future. Now, most of the time, 99.999% of the time, if you're putting that digital file out to the public, you don't want to save that file with layers because you don't want someone to have your editable source. You want to lock it down and save it as one layer. That's it. You merge all the layers together, bang. And now it is no longer editable in that PDF. You'll still have your raw file. So if you ever have to go edit, you can go find your original raw file and open that up in Photoshop or Illustrator. But not as a PDF. Well, Whoever Obama hired, the 22-year-old graphic designer, hope he got fired because he uploaded the multi-layered PDF. So PDF high resolution and it scales well. So that was a good choice there, Johnny. Johnny, graphic designer. But what wasn't a good choice is, whoops, forgetting to merge the layers. So me, now remember me, I was totally brainwashed by all the bullshit. I had cognitive dissonance. I wouldn't listen to anybody. I fought rabidly, and I would spew the parrot mantra back. Just like now I see my mom doing with this fake news thing that they're pumping into their heads. And she keeps, you know, every time I see her now, it's one of the new parrot statements that they're telling them to say, feeding into their brains. But back at that time, we were all taught to parrot that if someone didn't like Obama, it must be that you're racist. You remember that? That was the stock answer. That is what the TV told us to say. Well, I end up now as my cognitive dissonance is shattered. I'm looking at this multi-layered file and I'm going, wait a second, this is odd, Molly. Let's see what happens when we turn each layer off. Let's identify them. So I went down and there was I'd have to say there were at least 15 layers in there. I don't know, the file's still here, actually. What made me talk about this is that I was looking at some stuff last night and I found that file yesterday. And that was downloaded direct from whitehouse.gov. If I'm not mistaken, the last time I went to check, probably a year or so ago, that original layered file was still out there. But I started turning the layers off. And I started discovering, as I turned the layers off, there were a couple different things about that birth certificate that definitely were modified. And probably the most shocking was the two layers that existed right on the mother's signature with a diagonal line between, I'm trying to remember if she had a middle name in there, but it was right between her first and or middle name and the last name, or just her first and last name, depending on how she signed it. But it was a diagonal line. It was cut in half. I could turn one layer off. And I only had her first name, maybe middle name, sitting there. And I could turn another layer off, and it would turn off her last name. Her last name inked on there is Dunham. So I said, well, that's odd. Why would they cut his mother's last name off and make another layer? And then I zoomed in even closer. And, I mean, this is somebody now realizing that they have been duped beyond duped. Now I zoom in. And I happen to notice something extremely interesting. On the original section with his mother's first and or maybe middle name, you could 100% see the bleed from the ink back in the 19... I think Obama's like was born in 60 or something, right? 1960, the bleed ink. As it smushed into the paper, if you've ever taken a magnifying glass to a signed document, you'll be able to see, it was one of those felt tip pens, some bleed. And then I went to his mother's last name, that other layer that had a diagonal slice between the very obviously true signature that had been inked with ink originally on paper and this last name, signed Dunham. And what I noticed that was very interesting is that the last name was so crisp and crystal clear that I could zoom in to 2,000%. Literally. And there wasn't any type of pixelization or bleed or anything whatsoever that you would have with a photograph that you zoomed in beyond its resolution. 100%. Guys, 25 years being in the tech industry, I've played with all the toys. I had one of the very first scanners ever. It was a handheld sucker. That thing really sucked. You had to keep your hand real steady if you wanted to scan a document. Otherwise, it all looked like you were on acid when it got into the computer. But guys, I've been looking at this stuff. I was doing graphics at a corporate level for three corporations in 17 locations and making 20-foot booth graphics for trade shows, okay? I know my way around, especially Adobe apps and images. His mother's last name is forged on the birth certificate. There's no doubt. If I had to go to court and I had to bet my life on that and I had that document, I would. It's fake. So talk about a reality shattering. Like, I just remember that moment and how duped I felt. How jilted and lied to I felt. It was almost like taking what had happened to me for a lot of years on a personal level. I said, I have a weakness. Certain personality type just sucks me in every single time. And every single time, Jewel, I get screwed over because I fall for it. Well, now Obama did it to me. I was pissed. I was really pissed. Pissed to the point, just like you would do if you catch somebody doing shit behind your back and then lying to you with a smile. I got on my investigator hat. And I got on my I'm gonna prove you wrong hat. And I went on a journey that has now probably taken me, oh, I would have to say maybe 7 years into the future to where I am now. As I started pulling on threads, and those threads have led us to the understanding that we go over every day. We are being so psyop now. 2013, that NDAA 2013 had that provision in it that totally 100% legalized propaganda and spinning of the narrative on the American people. The 21st Century Cures Act, oh, it made it law that we can now experiment on humans again, something that was not allowed in this country until just very recently. And now we have the Brain Project discovering all the secrets of pushing the buttons, chemical, electrical, and otherwise, to manipulate thought, to sway opinion. And it's not just even swaying opinion anymore. That's what it used to be. Edward Bernays, the root of it all, on how to manipulate us and get us to buy, buy, buy. But it's not even about that anymore. They literally can read our emotions. They can read our minds. They can share our thoughts. They can suck our dreams. They can push those dopamine buttons now with just your simple mobile device. Guys, and we have a changing of the guards. We have someone like Peter Thiel, billionaire PayPal, who wants to live forever, who is now investing in all kinds of longevity medicine, and let's see what happens when we suck young blood. Who is now said to be playing a key role under the Trump administration to help fill some of the new science positions within the upcoming administration. Guys, be afraid. Be very afraid. We just opened the door and we let every fox into the hen house. And you know who opened that door? Obama opened the door and let all those foxes in the hen house. And as he's sitting here talking out one side of his mouth about those Republicans and how no one would ever work with him, on the other side of his mouth, he was given a wink and a twitch. I wish he would have had one of those micro expression AI machines, because I bet he was all kinds of twitchy as he's inking executive order after executive order. We got Space Command now rolling it all out. We got DARPA all balls out. We got Pulse and what do they call it? Electromagnetic weaponry that they are spending bazillions of dollars now to roll out. We are having a cyber war. Guess what, people? We're just like Russia now. We're just like China. We are enemy number one because we are not eating the dog food and liking it. And anyone who isn't going to eat the dog food and keep their mouth shut is going to have to be reconditioned. And you know, the scariest part about that is, and of course it'll be all in the name of keeping you safe from yourself, because we now have a new surveillance of neurological disorders that is rolling out as part of the 21st Century Cures Act. But we read a story back last week or maybe the week before about them actually reconditioning brains. And I don't remember what they were curing, but they called it reconditioning. I don't want to be reconditioned or reprocessed. And as they are able to crack more secrets, and as brain imprinting and reading becomes ubiquitous, and we have a story we're going to talk about today in regards to that. If I have any freaking idea where I put it, I need to close some of these tabs. I need to close some of these tabs. Hold on. It gets scary because then my browser gets all freaked out. You're closing tabs. Oh, I don't know what to do. All right. It's This really is getting to the point now where it's anything goes, people. I think we just got duped. Trump wasn't any type of choice. We should have known that. Remember when we all first looked at him and said, oh my God, this is idiocracy come to life. And then we got all sucked up in the whole Hillary Clinton being a criminal thing. And they made certain that there were only two camps. There was one camp going, I hate her. She is a criminal, that criminal enterprise. Or you had the other camp who just wouldn't listen and believed anything that they said. Those ones who still had cognitive dissonance. And they would have voted for her regardless of what happened. Well, listen to this. So Obama inks the 21st Century Cures Act. A story out of a publication called Pogo.org, Project on Government Oversight. It is titled POTUS Can't Overlook Pitfalls of the 21st Century Cures Act. Now, the sad part of the matter is this is one of those people who just realized that we may have been duped. Yes, POTUS. POTUS, of course, is the one who inked it. But he can't possibly overlook the pitfalls. Oh, my God, because he can't possibly be a part of the machine. No. So he inked it anyway. Obama signed into law the 21st Century Cures Act, a large piece of legislation that he praised over the weekend in his radio address. And the bill drastically deregulates the drug approval process. A move that could increase the risk of harm to patients and lead to wasteful spending on drugs that don't work. Aw. As the Project on Government Oversight pointed out in its latest investigations, which delved into pharmaceutical industry's influence on drug regulation, the 21st Century Cures Act risks patients' lives, ding, ding, through changes to the Food and Drug Administration vetting process for drug review. Yeah. This means like rubbing our hands together and a butt pat. It's approved. That's it. I mean, pretty much, they handed us over. I told you. We watched it happen. We are now in little cages open air, little cages, but don't worry about it, because that cage of the Internet of Things is going to drop on us, make us a node on the Internet of Everything so they can track us, bag us, and tag us, and get our biostats real time, 24/7. You'll be in an open air cage, and all that information, without all those pesky HIPAA regulations, will be funneling back to the science cast that seems to be taking over this corporatocracy made up of mad scientists and rich people and business corporation owners and boardrooms who all want to live forever. Except we don't quite know how to do that yet, so we were just given the entire American population to use as our experiments. Legally, without any recourse, all in the name of 21st century cures. To accelerate the drug approval process, the bill would lower the standards for drug review, where the FDA has relied on scientific data from controlled clinical trials for testing of new drugs and medical devices. The Cures Act would pave the way for drug review through patient experience data, ding, ding, and real-world evidence, ding, 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 like I said, a case study, just like we used to do it in the tech industry. You give it away, you get some dummy to take it, and then you make it work. And if you don't, well, then you just kind of sweep it under the rug and make sure no one knows about it and find someone else who's a sucker who'll let you experiment on them. Yeah, that's the way it works. Where the FDA has relied on scientific data from controlled clinical trials and the testing of new drugs and medical devices, the Cures Act would pave the way for drug review through patient experience data and real-world evidence, i.e. we're not testing it in the lab anymore, but on you, little guinea pig. These methods take a lot less time and money, right? We were slowing down the rate of cures by making them make certain it was safe, so let's just pull all those protections that weren't even much of protections out and go direct to consumer. Find the people who are the most desperate, who are willing to step right up, put out their palm, stick out their tongue, and take it and see what happens. Hey, roll the dice, man. This is Vegas. That's pretty much what it is. I mean, this is all balls out investment now in biotech. This is going to be in the next very 4 years. Going to make lots and lots and lots of millionaires, and most of them will be in Congress, but guess what? They'll be everywhere. All business people everywhere. Anyone who was on the inside got in while the getting was good. They're all going to make bazillions of dollars on us people. And in the meantime, it's going to put us in that cage. And they will be able to manipulate and control us with a freaking joystick. We've seen it with moths. We've seen it with mousies. Next, it's going to be humans. And they probably already are messing around with stuff like that for soldiers. I could guarantee it. They've had brain implants. Pushing those dopamine buttons and getting over PTSD and prosthetic this, that, and whatever for a long time. That's the mad science division, don't forget. Anyway, these methods would take a lot less time and money than controlled clinical trials, but they could amount to little more than antidotes and marketing spin by drug companies. The bill would also allow the FDA to rely on summaries submitted by drug companies instead of the actual clinical data. Oh my God. So let's just write a little quick summary that we can craft, right? You craft your elevator pitch without having to give them the numbers. I mean, we've already found out there's all this fraud out there. For all these scientific studies that have been published that were never redacted or corrected or removed. You can't even trust what's out there. And now we're just going to let them gloss over and give us a summary. You know what? Give us the cliff notes. It's just too hard to look at all those numbers. They make my head hurt. Like, this isn't even funny. I laugh because it is so beyond ridiculous that us, the American people, for already what we know about these corporations, especially pharmaceutical companies, why would you ever trust them? You ever listen to a commercial? Which, of course, here in the United States, they can market drugs direct to the consumer already on TV. Ask your doctor if you want this cure for psoriasis. Oh, but don't worry about it. It might make your eyes bleed, or your nose, or it might make your fingers fall off, or liver cancer. Might lose your tongue and go blind as well as deaf. But it might be good for you. You know, it's like, why would we trust these corporations that haven't had our best interest at heart ever? And I know it's all about life-saving cures, but remember, it's all about life-saving cures if there's any money in it. There are all kinds of diseases out there that there were no life-saving cures for, because why? There was no money in it. It affected poor people. For the poor people, we have to have epidemics and sent in the military task force to try new experimental drugs and roll that sucker out. But hey, we don't have to do that anymore, because we have just made now the American people, just like that old school petri dish of Africa, we don't even have to leave the country now. As a result, the legislation could expose the public to drugs that are not safe. Oh, who would have thunk that? Or are completely ineffective. And by making it easier for drug companies to market drugs that are neither safe nor effective, it could weaken incentives for those companies to develop better drugs. Right. But don't worry about that, because we have $6.3 billion that went into funding research, sprinkle funding everywhere, for the 21st Century Cures Act. We also just passed $611 billion for the Department of Defense, of which DARPA is a part, and DARPA does sprinkle funding through requests for proposals for more manned science projects. So there is more money than we know what to do with to go around to develop all these unproven drugs and use us as guinea pigs. This project on government oversight, who just woke up that maybe Obama doesn't have our best interest at heart, we take great issue with approving unproven drugs, and pharmaceutical companies will see profits by selling drugs that do not work, while consumers, government healthcare programs, health insurers, and other stakeholders would waste their money, oh yes, and perhaps die. And this could contribute to the spiraling healthcare costs and increasing health insurance premiums. No, it won't, honey. Don't worry about it. They got that all taken care of. The last point the president made in his weekly address was that through this legislation, quote, we were making sure that the FDA incorporates patients' voices into the decisions that they make as they develop drugs. Well, unfortunately, this author says, patients' voices can be manipulated by the industry and cherry-picked to support drug approvals. And we have found this. I actually found a study that I talked about the other day, and who the hell knows where it is in these tabs, but it's up here somewhere, about all of the manipulation and the backdoor butt patent palm rubbing that has happened to get a lot of this stuff, and not just drugs, we're talking GMOs and chemicals and whatever approved. It's the revolving door between these corporations in Washington. I mean, I remember in 2011, Madison Rupert finding these Gantt charts for all the different divisions within the federal government that then had, they were two circles, or sometimes there were three circles, and they had overlapping sections. And they were showing the crisscrossing that was happening, going in a door and out another door between the federal government and all these corporations. And it was just staggering. I mean, staggering. At what a big boy network this was. It's all about getting rich, taking your buddies out drinking to Vegas and inking a contract. It's not about Nana. It's not about Johnny. It's not about curing anything. You are the product. You are the guinea pig. You are the one that is being experimented on. You were sold. Obama sold you. He sold our children. He sold our grandchildren. And now Trump is here to carry it out. And I don't think, you know, there was no, I watched all the debates. And in all honesty, I don't remember ever hearing Trump and Hillary talk anything in detail about healthcare. They talked about Obamacare and whatever and Hillary care and oh, how she'd make it better. But they never got into any details about anything. They never got into any details that somebody could pin them on for the future. And now we have Trump come in. He's freaking clueless when it comes to technology and stuff. I don't even think he uses email. And we got this healthcare that's going on, this mad science. It's so complicated right now. Even somebody with 25 years in the tech industry is looking at the stuff, scratching their heads, and has to spend many, many, many hours doing research to decode what they're really doing. So take someone like Trump, and I'm going to find it really hard to believe that he understands even 1% of the actual technologies. But take someone like Peter Thiel, who's all about the machine. Peter Thiel is all about longevity medicine. Peter Thiel is all about being a rich tech billionaire and wants to continue long beyond. Peter Thiel, who was an avid supporter of Trump, is now going to help them pick all the heads of all these different science commissions and departments and divisions within the federal government, to make certain that more med science biotech insiders get put into positions of authority to be able to continue to carry out the mad science plan. And this mad science plan has gone way above and beyond using us as guinea pigs, because now, as we have this 21st Century Cures Act and this NDAA of 2013, the NDAA of 2017, this fake news mantra, this brain project is part of all this. And now cracking all of the mysteries on how to manipulate it, how to push the buttons, how to read it, how to determine what you're thinking just by micro twitches on your face. Now Trump thinking that the press has a little too much freedom. Remember, he had some pretty public arguments with Fox News and Kelly, whatever her name was, something Kelly. And then he's had some big out and outs with some other, lots of other journalists for him to say, hey, you don't say that about me. I think he even got mad at the Washington Post and all these other, but doesn't that make you wonder? So I started thinking about that again. Like, I almost think that these, again, were fake plays that happened. It's kind of now, like anyone who fell for Trump, don't fall for people. None of these people who are in charge care anything about you or me. None of these people are really about what they say they are. It's ulterior motives. It's not driving them to be good humans and really try to fix things. I don't know. Maybe Ron Paul was, but he was just one man. But I'm telling you, Trump, just in looking at who some of his cabinet picks are and how all this shit's rolling out and how biotech's going crazy and how Obama is inking all these things that are going to enslave us more and give the next tyrant in power more executive orders. I don't mean literal executive orders. I mean executive powers to clamp down on our freedoms and to literally experiment on humans and propagandize humans in this country. Things that were illegal just a short while ago. I would have to agree with the assessment that I was hearing last night on Antimedia that Obama is on their same team. There's no diametric opposition here. They used all that to divide us. So none of us are talking. None of us are collaborating. None of us are looking at who the real foxes are. They're making us hate each other and be suspect of each other because of our beliefs. But guys, they're all lying to us. The joke is on us. We've been sold. And we kind of laughed yesterday at the very end of the show. We talked about lots of brain stuff and brain reading and dream reading and Watson running the VA and Clinton calling for an internet agency and all of this 1984 Brave New World stuff coming right in our faces here to roll out and have that switch flipped in less than a month. We had to laugh, though, about the mini brain balls because those little mini brain balls are back in the news. But check this out. This is where mad science gets you. Remember we had talked about those pluripotent stem cells, iPS cells. Instead of using aborted fetal tissue, they've discovered that they could take adult skin cells, yours. They could scrape them in a petri dish, put some chemicals on them, mix them up, and turn them into just about any pluripotent stem cell in your body. And that would be a stem cell for any of your major organs. Back to the original state where it's going to grow, but it's not going to grow out of control like the embryonic stem cells can and cause cancer. These are actually controllable. Well, look at this. I said that that stem cell pluripotent research would be something that that would be the one thing that we've talked about that I might, in my most desperate dying moments, I might be able with a clear conscience to step up for, to be a guinea pig for. And that is because it uses your own stem cells. There is nothing synthetic. There is no programmed DNA computers that they're going to be putting in there, nanobots in your blood. It's your own stem cells to go rebuild broken organs. Building a realistic model of the human brain is, of course, a crucial part of understanding brain development as part of this brain initiative. And why is it so important to understand brain development? Well, of course, we got all these mental diseases to cure as part of this 21st Century Cures Act. Remember, there was a huge section in there about mental health. And we have good old Tommy Insel, former director of the National Institute of Mental Health, now working over at Google's Verily Life Sciences division, coming up with ways to cure mental diseases. You know, today's dementia and autism and bipolar disorder and schizophrenia and depression. And every day there's another one. Soon it's going to be oppositional defiant disorder. Soon it's going to be religious fanaticism. You wait and see. And they're coming up with all these ways now, experimenting, pushing buttons, finding which chemicals. Zippity, zippity, zap. New electrical medicines. Transcranial stimulation. To change your thoughts. And alter your decision making. We saw that in the story we read yesterday. But building a realistic model of the human brain is a crucial part of understanding brain development. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it is also a crucial part of understanding how to manipulate the thoughts of the masses, wink. And then they're going to have a neurological surveillance database for the United States federal government. We read in that second bill that there was going to be non-invasive surveillance for people with quote-unquote mental disease that will be administered by the Department of Justice. Okay, this is beyond frightening, people. But it's also crucial for brain development as well as neurological disorders such as Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. Using human stem cells, Researchers have now created a 3D model of the human brain. These are these new little mini brain balls. And new research investigates how similar it is to a real brain. Having a good model of the human brain enables scientists to investigate neurological disorders to find out more about brain development and function, and perhaps in the future, even to test experimental drugs before they enter clinical trial stage. Wasn't that nice to find out that right now they must not be testing experimental drugs before they enter the clinical stage? Ink that 21st Century Cures Act and is no longer required. Currently, scientists typically use 2D brain models, and latest developments in brain modeling, however, include creating functional 3D brain-like tissue and entire mini brains from human stem cells. Research investigates such a 3D mini brain model and examines the advantages over the 2D mini brain model. And the study was carried out by scientists at the Salk Institute, and the findings were published in the journal Cell Reports. Now, interestingly enough, there was a recent story. There's a story that came out in October from Brain Science Today titled "Towards a Synthetic Brain." Now, remember, not only is this brain research going on for them to figure out how to push all those buttons and manipulate our thoughts, but also they're trying to duplicate it and make an artificial one that can run the back end of all this deep learning, this artificial intelligence that is getting ready to take over and take off our jobs. There are many reasons to study the brain. The story starts out, understanding cognition can help us slow or even reverse degenerative brain diseases. It can also help us understand the environmental factors that lead to increased mental illness. It may even help boost our brain power. All right, I guess we're going to have to continue to smile. Make sure you stick around. Bonnie Carter, 5-Up Podcast, awesome Wednesday. And I will catch up with you tomorrow. Everybody take care.